B96.
Can't crush Carla.
Can't crush Carla, brought to you by Planet Fitness. Hello to Diana in Shorewood. What's up, Diana?
Diana.
Hello.
Hey.
You ready to crush Carla, win yourself $1,000?
Oh, I think so. I don't know, but she's pretty good. I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie.
She is pretty good, but she's not undefeated, I'll tell you that. Why don't you start by throwing Carla out of here so that you can give it your best shot?
Carla, can you get out of the room, please?
Yes, I can, but I have to come back. Is that okay?
I suppose, I guess. But not to get crushed by... I'm going to crush you this time, okay?
There you go.
I believe in you.
All right, so it's going to be 5 pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla. Crush Carla. We'll get you that $1,000. All right, here we go. We'll start with question number 1. Alondria and Nick from Love Island USA have broken up, according to multiple sources. Which season of Love Island did those two couple up on?
Oh, God, I was hoping you wouldn't give me a Love Island question. I don't know. I'll just guess.
So, yes.
5.
Okay, question number 2. Taco Bell is offering $1 enchiladas and nacho fries to win back customers after they were linked to the Cyclospora outbreak. Which brand of lettuce did Taco Bell have to get rid of in all of its restaurants?
I believe it's called the Taylor Farms.
All right, question number 3. 16 years ago today, One Direction was formed on X Factor. Who was the first member of the band to go solo?
Neil something.
Question number 4. Charlie XCX will be releasing her album Music, Fashion, and Film this Friday. Fans are speculating that she'll perform the album in its entirety during her Lollapalooza set next week. Which day will Charlie XCX be headlining Lollapalooza?
Saturday.
Question number 5. Jennifer Aniston's dropped out of the TV adaptation of Jeanette McCurdy's book, I'm Glad My Mom Died, due to scheduling conflicts. Which actor did Jennifer Aniston marry in the year 2000?
Ben Affleck.
All right, let's get Carla back in here. We're going to ask her the same 5 questions. While she's on the way in, you have been to over 10 countries in your life. Is that including this one?
I have. No, not including the U.S. technically. Wow.
So, of all the countries that you visited, which was your favorite?
Amsterdam. And Ireland. I mean, they tell you how green it is, but it's truly green. Like,
I ended up in Ireland by accident last year because we had a layover and then our flight was canceled. And I just want to go live my whole life in Ireland. It was so beautiful. The people are just friendly and having a good time. They're drinking beers at 10 a.m. Like, what a vibe Ireland is.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
Great.
And what was your least favorite country?
I feel like a lot of people say it, but France.
Oh, interesting.
You know, pretty as people. Like, I mean, it's gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. And their culture is beautiful, but... I think there's prettier places. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, don't listen. Carla's getting ready to go.
I'm going to France in like 2 months. So thanks for that. thanks for that, Diana.
It's beautiful. You'll love it.
But she's also going to Italy.
Yeah. So I'll offset it with something nicer.
All right. Welcome back, Carla.
Mm-hmm.
Bummer to tell you, only 1 correct for Diana.
Oh, no, Diana.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
She was taking some guesses.
Okay.
Question number 1. Alondria and Nick from Love Island USA have broken up, according to multiple sources.
Nick Alondria.
Which season of Love Island did they couple up on?
What season am I watching right now? Were they on season 6?
No. They were on season 7. So neither of you got that correct. Question number 2.
I've only watched like 3 seasons, so I think in my head I'm like 1, 2, 3.
All right, question number 2. Taco Bell is offering $1 enchiladas and nacho fries to win back customers after they were linked to the Cyclospora outbreak. Which brand of lettuce did Taco Bell have to get rid of in all of its restaurants?
Taylor Farms. Which I think I saw somewhere else that they ended up getting a false positive, and so it wasn't actually them.
They got a false positive, but apparently that doesn't mean, like, negative.
Oh.
There's still a lot of testing, I guess, that needs to be done, so they're not out of the woods yet.
I ate a bag salad the other day.
Oh, look at you. That's daring, considering that you are linked to somebody who has been
currently has, mm-hmm. yeah, cyclosport.
Question number three. 16 years ago today, One Direction was formed on X Factor. Who was the first member of the band to go solo?
My guy Zayn.
That's right. Zayn Malik, he went solo first. Now, you had guessed, you were trying to say Niall Horan, but she was like, Neil something? But Zayn is actually the answer. Question number four. Charlie XCX will be releasing her album Music, Fashion, Film this Friday. Fans are speculating that she'll perform the album in its entirety during her Lollapalooza set next week.
That would be wild.
I don't even know if it would be great if she did that. It's all brand new music.
Right. I always feel some type of way about that, especially because like her whole Brett Summer thing was just so big that I would imagine seeing it on a Lollapalooza stage would be iconic.
Would be epic, yeah.
Yeah.
The question, though, which day will Charlie XCX be headlining Lollapalooza?
She is on Friday.
That's right. She's Friday.
Lord is Thursday. She's Friday.
Question,
Tate McRae is Sunday.
Question number five. Jennifer Aniston has dropped out of the TV adaptation of Jeanette McCurdy's book, I'm Glad My Mom Died, due to scheduling conflicts. Which actor did Jennifer Aniston marry in the year 2000?
She probably dated someone like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, it was Brad Pitt that she married. And when she married Brad Pitt on the first episode of the sixth season of Friends, they, you know how they have the cast in the song? They put Pitt after all of their last names.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, just like they did when Courtney Cox married David Arquette.
So, oh, I like that. You know so much about the show Friends.
I do. I got a little... database back there. 1, 2, 3, 4 for Carla, just 1 for Diana and Shorewood, unfortunately. And you know what that means, Diana?
I'm Diana from Shorewood, and I couldn't crush Carla, but I will next time.
Not today, so we're going to do this again tomorrow as we kick off the weekend, and it'll be another chance to win $1,000. But we appreciated having you on, Diana, and we hope that you have a wonderful day.
You guys too. Thank you.
And a fun time traveling wherever you go next.
Yes, I will not be seeing you in France.
As it turns out.
Have fun in France.
Yeah. Girl.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.